world was sweeter than we knew. Everything was ours. How happy we were then. But somehow, once upon a time, never comes again.
Gentle that when he passes, each girl he passes goes, ah. Oh, but I watch him so sadly. How can I tell him I love him? Yes, I would give my but each day when he walks to the sea, he looks straight ahead, not at me. Tall and tan and young and handsome, the boy from Ipanema goes walking.
Welcome to the August 12th, 2019 Planning Commission meeting. I'm calling this meeting to order and will now stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. May we have a roll call of the Planning Commission?
Commissioner Fuller.
Present.
Commissioner Maynard.
Present.
Commissioner Shaler.
Present.
Vice Chair Miller.
Here.
Chair Smith.
Present.
Thank you.
Okay, next we have the public forum. This is an opportunity for any member of the public to speak on an item that is not on tonight's agenda. Do we have any items for public forum this evening?
No, I've not received any speaker slips, Chair Smith.
Okay. Seeing none, I'll go ahead and close the public forum. Do we have any amendments or adjustments to the agenda?
Madam Chair, we have no amendments or adjustments.
Okay. So next, we'll move to our administrative agenda. Let's see, can you read the item for record?
Item A1 is the Planning Commission meeting minutes for the following meetings, April 8th, April 22nd, May 13th, June 10th, June 24th. These are all regular Planning Commission meetings, and also special Planning Commission meeting minutes for April 18th, April 23rd, and May 9th, 2019.
Okay, thank you. First, let's see. So we have this as sort of a one item, but I'd like to hear first if commissioners have comments or edits on any particular meeting minutes. I know that these are sort of longer than usual. So I guess starting, let's see, I've got comments from Commissioner Maynard and then Commissioner Shaler.
Okay, I'll start with...
Excuse me, could I just ask a procedural thing? Just
yes.
Just to make sure, could we do each version individually? Because some of us were here and some of us weren't. So if your comments are on the first batch, we'd start with the first batch. Mm-hmm. And if you've got changes, then we can do that and then vote on that and then move to the next batch. Hopefully they're all sequentially in our packets as well, so we could do that.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for bringing that up. That's a good point. No problem. Let's see. With that in mind, shall we take some comments and edits and then sort of go one by one?
Yeah, I would say that we start. Mine is the minutes of, what is it, 6:20? No, 4:22? No, which one is the first one?
Can we go in order? So we'll just start
in order.
With April 8th.
Yes.
Yes, let's do that. So let's start with any comments regarding April 8th.
So I have two on that one.
Yeah, please proceed.
Okay. So on page 10, it says Commissioner Maynard suggested that some of the funding, I think it should be of the in-lieu fees or from the in-lieu fees for parking could go to staffing for parking facilities, shopping for transportation demand management outreach programs. I think it should just say transportation demand management outreach programs and not shopping for. And then on page 14, under 3, Commissioner Maynard commented D. It should say in the last two lines, the amount of visibility they get and not the get. And that's all of my comments for 4/8/2019.
Any other edits or suggestions for April 8th? Seeing none, I'll take a motion.
A motion to pass the minutes.
We have
for 4/8.
A second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed or any abstentions? Okay. Let's see. Next, we'll go to April 18th. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
All right.
do them chronologically.
Yeah, we'll do them chronologically. Yeah, so April 18th is a special meeting, but we'll take that. We'll just take these meetings chronologically. Any comments for April 18th, Commissioner Maynard?
Okay, I've got three comments for this one. On page 22, the third comment from the bottom, Commissioner Maynard supports going back to the transitional standards as opposed to referring back. Just we should return to those standards rather than just referencing them. On page 25, this is at the top of page 25. This got a little bit jumbled. In the second sentence where it says she later commented, it should say she later commented that if garages are not counted as habitable space in industry, then garages should not be counted as habitable space unless converted as habitable space. And then, however, it may be challenging if it's not known during construction whether it's going to be converted. Did staff catch that? It was kind of a long and awkward one. Okay, thanks. And then I've got one last one. And this is on page 28, second comment from the bottom. I would just take out the three words in this section. I'm not sure what the section referred to there is. But everything else is correct about the comment. I just take out the in this section. And it should also say particularly in residential areas as opposed to the residential areas. So those are my comments for 418.
Okay, thank you. Commissioner Fuller.
Just a couple things. On page 24, halfway down, Commissioner Fuller believes the proposed standards are an improvement in measurement. No, hold on. Right. The garages are not habitable. No, it's the second one, the next one after that. Also measuring stairwells and elevator shafts once is appropriate because they are underneath the roof and are not used for habitable space. So I think that's what I was saying there. Also on page 32. He suggested making an exception for lighting with very low wattage. I think it's suggested. Right. Thank you.
Any other comments on this item? Okay, I'll take a motion.
I'll move to adopt the meeting minutes for April 8, 2019 with the requested changes by Commissioners Maynard and Fuller.
And just to clarify, this is for the 18th.
I'm sorry.
Correct.
The 18th. Mm-hmm. I'll amend my motion to say April 18th.
Okay. And I just noted that you were absent this meeting. I don't know procedurally if it would be.
I think you have to abstain if you were absent from the meeting. So I will motion. I will make the same motion that was just made.
Thank you. And a second from Commissioner Fuller.
Yeah.
Okay. All in favor.
Aye.
Aye. And just a quick note, on the 481, my motion was with the amendments. I didn't actually say that. I got a little lazy. So, staff got that. Thank you.
Thank you. And let's see. And Commissioner Miller, you're abstaining on that item.
No, I'll approve. I'll vote yes. I think I'm allowed to vote. Is that right?
If you were not here for the meeting, you should abstain from voting.
If that's council's recommendation, then I'll abstain.
Thank you.
Your attorney's advice.
Okay, moving on.
Because there was another occasion, maybe I'm thinking of a different board, where I was told it didn't matter whether I was there or not.
So one caveat to that is if you watched the meeting and you agree with how the minutes conformed to the meeting that you watched, then you can move then you can vote on the minutes.
Got it. Thank you. I did not do that. That is watch.
Okay, let's see. Next, we have the regular Planning Commission meeting minutes of Monday, April 22nd, 2019. Any comments or edits? Commissioner Maynard.
Just one for this one. On page 39, right before the first motion, Commissioner Maynard recommended that adding language to Section 7B of the resolution to indicate that the adjacent streets, South Glen Annie and Hollister Avenue, were adequate and properly designed to accommodate the traffic anticipated from the, it should say, proposed change to the approved project instead of from the approved project. So it's just a from to two, and that's it.
Okay. Any other comments or edits? Okay, seeing none, I'll accept a motion.
Move to approve.
Is there a second?
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any abstentions?
I abstain.
Okay. Let's see. Next, we have the Planning Commission special meeting minutes of Tuesday, April 23rd, 2019. Any edits, comments? Seeing none, I'll take a motion to approve.
A motion to approve with no edits.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any abstentions?
I'll abstain.
Okay. We have Commissioner Miller and Sheeler abstaining. Okay, next we have the special Planning Commission meeting minutes of Thursday, May 9th, 2019. Commissioner Maynard.
This is just a small one. On page 75, the second paragraph from the bottom, and the last sentence of the second paragraph to the bottom, she believes that this is the appropriate time to help meet the state goals instead of time help. So they're missing a two in there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, any other edits or comments? Okay, seeing none, I'll take a motion.
I motion to approve with that one edit.
Is there a second?
Second.
A second from Commissioner Sheeler. All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Abstentions?
I abstain.
Okay. Motion carries. Let's see. We'll move to the regular Planning Commission meeting minutes of Monday, May 13th, 2019. Comments, edits? I see none. Is there a motion?
So moved.
I'll second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, those pass unanimously. And then the Planning Commission meeting minutes of Monday, June 10th, 2019. Any comments, edits, clarifications? I see none.
I move to approve.
I'll second.
Okay, all in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Aye. Okay, those pass unanimously. And then finally to the Planning Commission meeting minutes of June 24th, 2019. Any other comments or edits? Okay, seeing none, is there a motion?
I'll move. So moved.
Okay.
I'll second.
And it's a motion to approve?
Motion to approve.
Got it. And I got a second. All in favor, say aye.
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 Those pass unanimously. Thank you. Okay. Thank you, everybody, for working through all those minutes with us. We'll move on to our public hearing. Will the clerk please read the item for the record?
Item B1 is public hearing. It's the general plan conformity determination for Cathedral Oaks right-of-way transfer from Caltrans to the City of Goleta, portion of right-of-way adjacent to APN 079-090-020, the eastern portion, case number 19-066-GC.
Thank you. And I understand we have a staff presentation this evening.
Chair Smith and Planning Commissioners, this evening Public Works has Laura Bridley here to provide the presentation for this item on a 65402 general plan conformity determination for a portion of Caltrans right-of-way that is being relinquished to the city of Goleta. And if Laura will go through our presentation, and if you have any questions, we'll be available to answer them.
Great, thank you.
Good afternoon, Chair and members of the Commission. Can you hear me? Okay. Can't tell. All right. So this is a long process in terms of the Cathedral Oaks project was approved, you know, years ago, and actually the coastal development permit was approved some time ago too, and it comes to your action today to finish out this section of the property. Section 65402, as you are familiar, it requires your commission to make a determination of consistency with the city's general plan and coastal land use plan. We're recommending that you adopt the resolution attachment one and allow the city to accept the 5,043 square foot section of Caltrans right-of-way and bring that into the city of Goleta's ownership. The area, and there's been some calls from the public that I've discussed with, they're very concerned that this has something to do with something bigger, but it's really just this little tiny sliver of land that was a leftover parcel from Caltrans when they completed the Cathedral Oaks overcrossing that the city was a co-applicant on. And that's that little tiny slip at Cathedral Oaks and Calle Real. Again, the city made a larger 65402 determination for the whole bridge overcrossing and the realignment of Cathedral Oaks to Hollister and all of those things about 10 years ago, 12 years ago, went through the coastal development process with the Coastal Commission, and at that point, Cathedral Oaks had been secured by Caltrans to complete that construction. Once it was completed, Caltrans and the city have worked together to try to transfer this publicly held right-of-way from the Caltrans to the city.
I have a question from Commissioner Maynard.
Sorry, just as you can see on the slide, is this currently in the city of Goleta's city limits, or is it outside the city limits?
It's directly adjacent to the city limits.
Okay.
So it is not in the city. However, that I think I touched on this in the staff report, that doesn't affect the city's ability to own it or acquire it or make this determination, because in fact it will be owned by the city, and there are many cases in California where you have agencies that own parcels right next to their incorporation lines.
Okay. So this wouldn't be added to the city of Goleta's limits, it would just be something we would own outside of the city limits?
Outside of the incorporated line.
Right? Interesting. Okay, thank you.
I have a question from Commissioner Fuller.
And just out of curiosity, is it within our urban limit line?
I believe so. I didn't look that up, but I believe so. Peter?
What does that mean?
Chair and Commissioners, I believe the urban limit line is coextensive with the city's boundaries, so it was...
It's outside.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, we're not incorporating it anyway. We're not annexing it, so it doesn't... Yeah.
Point of reference, what does that mean? Urban city line as opposed to the city line? Urban limit.
So urban limit line is a general plan... where the city may grow in the future. It's like a boundary that encompasses other areas that may not be part of the city at this mm-hmm. time, but it might be in the future, depending on the city's attitude. Am I mm-hmm. correct?
Chair and Commissioner Fuller, I think you're using it in the sense of sphere of influence.
Oh, sphere
right.
of influence, okay.
Yeah.
So urban limit line is...
And so that, in this case, the city's boundaries are coextensive with the sphere of influence. The sphere of influence does not go beyond the...
Right. Our city has chosen to have the line the same as the city's limit. Yeah.
Right.
So the urban limit definition is the same as the sphere of influence? Is it just interchangeable terms?
It is in this case for the city of Goleta, right. And that's something the Local Area Formation Commission approves. So a city can request to expand its sphere of influence, anticipating that it will incorporate that area in the future, in which case it pre-zones it and and that is an anticipated expansion, but the city of Goleta does not have any sphere of influence that goes beyond its boundary.
I have a follow-up question from Commissioner Maynard. So just building off of that, I assume this is so small this doesn't trigger something with LAFCO, or we don't need approval from LAFCO for this?
Chair and Commissioners, that's correct, because we're not changing the city's boundaries. We're just acquiring a parcel that is outside of the boundary.
What is LAFCO?
The Local Area Formation Commission.
Thank you. Please proceed.
All very good questions, and it's not surprising this kind of case brings it up. So on this slide, we have the right-of-way area, which is an exhibit provided by Caltrans. Again, it's just a small sliver next to Cathedral Oaks and north of Cayo Real in an interesting elongated triangle polygon. It measures about 5,043 square feet. So it's directly adjacent to the right-of-way that the city already owns as Cathedral Oaks Road and Cayo Real, and therefore makes sense to give to the city of Goleta as opposed to having it remain under Caltrans ownership.
Can I ask one question?
Yes.
Before we go further? This parcel is adjacent to or pretty close to an area that experienced a land collapse a couple of years ago. Does that have anything to do with why this is happening today? And I know that land collapse has not been repaired yet. People in the neighborhood are actually wondering when that's going to happen.
Well, I don't know that I would call it a land collapse. There have been some loss of fines behind the existing crib wall, and the city is investigating that repair at this time as necessary. But this sliver is not attributed to that by any stretch of the imagination. This was determined that as Caltrans finished the Cathedral Oaks Cayo Real interchange and the relocation of the bridge, that there was anticipated that there would be some sliver of right-of-way, and there's actually three of these. One we've already done, there's this one, and there'll be one in the future as Caltrans completes their paperwork for the city to accept as per the original agreements with Caltrans and the reconstruction of the bridge. So, no, this has nothing to do with the crib wall. And the little parcel, as I'm sure Laura will describe, currently has the Class 1 bike lane on it. So although it won't be technically right-of-way, it'll be a parcel owned by the city. It will be used as right-of-way.
So that walking pathway and bikeway there has been closed now for 2 years. It just as a side, is there any anticipation when that'll be...
I apologize, I'm not deeply involved in that particular project, although I know that they have just finished some core samples and geotechnical studies, and they're now being reviewed in order to determine appropriate remediation and hopefully get that bike path opened up soon.
Okay, thank you.
I want to add that actually I've been contacted multiple times over the last 3 years to think about coastal permitting for that, because this is in the coastal zone. And so once those plans are done, I do believe the city is hoping to make those repairs. And of course, if it owns this section of right-of-way, it'll make it easier than us asking Caltrans if it's okay if we fix our street. So anyway, good questions. So the right-of-way area, I just want to emphasize that there's no change in the use or the potential use of this area, because it's already Caltrans right-of-way. It will remain that function for the city of Goleta, whether it will be for the crib wall repair or maintenance of the curb and, you know, bike lane. That's the city's selection. The only thing that is changing is that the ownership goes from Caltrans to the city of Goleta. It's actually very simple, though. I know it's easy to overthink, and I've done it myself. In terms of the determination your commission makes, it's the conformance with policies in the general plan and mostly in the transportation element. Figure 7.3, and I should have given you a map, but I slimmed down the presentation. It actually calls for acquisition of land area, that's definition, and with the definition and function of Cathedral Oaks Road as a minor arterial and Cayo Real as a major collector. These policies also call for the right-of-way acquisition immediately adjacent to the city right-of-way on Cathedral Oaks Road and Cayo Real. I think what I meant with that point was This acquisition is consistent with all of those policies that actually have street classifications described, and they're more fully outlined in the staff report. Another policy is transportation element 3.9, which addresses right-of-way dedications and improvements. And again, acquisition of this sliver of land is consistent with this policy statements that rights-of-way may vary and appropriate right-of-way dedication shall be established by the City of Engineer. It also will help support the policies TE 11.1, 2, 3, and 11.5, which is the bikeway plan map and the bikeway transportation plan and design guidelines and bicyclist safety. And Marty already alluded to this, but essentially this area will allow for the maintenance of that portion of the bicycle path, a class one facility on Cathedral Oaks Road, to be maintained and hopefully repaired and improved down the road, and also the existing class two bicycle path along Calle Real. So your action is quite simple. It's adopting the resolution included in attachment one entitled A Resolution of the Planning Commission of the City of Goleta, California, reporting that the acquisition of a 5,043 square foot portion of Caltrans right-of-way adjacent to assessor parcel number 079090038 is in conformance with the Goleta General Plan Coastal Land Use Plan pursuant to section 65402 of the Government Code, and direct staff to file a notice of exemption that this action is not subject to CEQA, which is provided in attachment two of your packet. We're available for questions.
Okay, I have a question from Commissioner Sheeler.
I just wanted to start with a site visit, no ex parte.
Thank you for that. I'll go ahead and accept Commissioner comments on whether or not they've had site visits or any ex parte communications.
No site visit, no ex parte.
Let's see. I've had a drive-by site visit and no ex parte communications.
I visit the site daily.
Any ex parte communications with
no.
any interested groups?
None.
Thank you.
No intentional site visit and no ex parte.
Thank you. Commissioner Sheeler, anything else?
Sure, I did have some questions.
Yes. Please proceed.
Okay.
Is
there any other land that Goleta owns that's outside of its boundary? I heard that there had been a previous acquisition and there was another one being planned that from Caltrans as part of the completion of that project. So is this the first?
Allow me to address this as best as I can. Chair Smith and Commissioner Sheeler, there was one parcel from this project that has already been accepted, but it was within the city limits.
Okay.
This parcel is outside of the city limits. It's the only one that I'm aware of. I'm not aware of any other parcels that the city owns outside of the city limits. As to the next parcel, to be perfectly honest, I haven't looked at its proximity to our city limits, so I honestly don't know at this moment whether or not it's in the city limits. I just honestly don't know. I'm so sorry.
If you could please put the map back up, because I think that's a good visual reference.
The aerial?
Yes, please. And then I wanted to ask, all along there's been bike paths there, and who's been responsible for maintaining that infrastructure? Is it going to now transition to Goleta's
I believe
responsibility, where it was done by the county or by Caltrans
previously?
I don't
believe that the county has ever maintained that bike path. I believe the city of Goleta has always done so, even though it appears that it's slightly outside of our existing boundary. I'm not aware of any maintenance in that general area over my tenure here at the city. And I know that Caltrans has not maintained it.
Well, if this is the county's responsibility, then why would Goleta want to take ownership and responsibility for maintenance of property that's in the county and not in the city of Goleta?
An excellent question. However, I'm not sure that the level of maintenance is that significant.
No.
So
I honestly would have to say that it's probably wasn't the best choice to maintain it, but as I said, the county of Santa Barbara has not maintained it, Caltrans has not maintained it, and the city has done the maintenance in that area, although outside the city boundary, it is indeed minimal.
Okay, well, I'm glad to hear that Goleta has stepped out and done that. That's good, because it looks to me like it's been maintained.
We do want to keep that bicycle path, that Class 1, open. It is integral in our bike master plans.
Thank you, Chair.
Commissioner Maynard.
I'll just do one quick response for why I think it makes sense for the city of Goleta to take over maintenance. I've seen other projects where the county owns part and the city of Goleta owns part and maybe somebody, another jurisdiction owns part. It becomes very hard for anybody to manage it when it's piecemealed. And so most of this bike path is within the city of Goleta limits. This one very small section by the intersection isn't. And so by putting that all within the management and the responsibility of the city of Goleta, it allows us to have more consistent management of that bike path. So I think it makes perfect sense to combine it. We're not taking over a huge section for the county. We're taking a little section that completes something we already manage. So this makes a lot of sense to me.
Commissioner Miller?
Although one can think that we acquired this area from the county, and it may be that the land, the fill-in which collapsed, maybe we should ask the county for reimbursement to help us with repair that area, since they were apparently responsible for its construction. Just saying.
Isn't that outside of the scope of this particular project?
Also, I'd like to interject that this property was acquired from a private property owner that owns the rest of the property just west of this property. So it was never owned by the county. It was owned by the private property owner. And Caltrans acquired that as right-of-way to build that Cathedral Oaks bridge and conditioned the agreement with the city of Goleta that we take over any leftover right-of-way. So the county itself as a ownership entity was never involved.
So just to clarify, it's within, the county's not involved as an owner, but it's still in their jurisdiction. Okay, so it would be city of Goleta owned, but within the jurisdiction of the county. Is this subject to further county approvals?
No, because again, it's between Caltrans and the city of Goleta.
Okay.
So,
at least not at this time. Okay. Commissioner Fuller.
So who constructed Cathedral Oaks north of Kyrell? Was that the county, or were we a city when that was built? And who was it, built by the developer, constructed by the developer of those homes there, or and then dedicated, or was it?
Are you referring to the bike path?
No, I'm referring to the street and the bike path.
Okay. Yeah.
Cathedral Oaks
Maybe
Road.
The bike path, yeah.
Cathedral Oaks Road was extended by the developer to the east of Kyrial and Cathedral Oaks. That was a part of their project approval, which connected Cathedral Oaks down to Kyrial in the new configuration. When Caltrans reconstructed the bridge from a point that was westerly of Kyrial and Cathedral Oaks, the city worked with Caltrans in order to align the bridge with Cathedral Oaks and bring it into Hollister Avenue, so that you didn't have that old jog where the on-ramps are a little bit to the west of the project site. So I believe the line of thinking was at the time of the reconstruction of the bridge that it seemed prudent to have the little leftover right-of-way become a parcel that would be owned by the city of Goleta, because it did include the bike path that was a part of Cathedral Oaks Road and adjacent to our right-of-way.
Right, so I think what I was really trying to nail down was who constructed the bike path.
The bike path was constructed as a part of that project.
So that was part of the road that the developer built?
Yes,
okay.
All together.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay. Commissioner Sheeler.
Thank you, Chair. I would like to preface the next question I'm going to have by a comment we got from the public, which I think was a really appropriate comment and part of the discussion that I'd like to have this evening. And please make it clear.
This is a comment from the public that we received via email, and it says, please make it clear to everyone that this right-of-way acquisition does not signal a vehicle for or willingness to acquire more land for purposes that destroy open space, habitat, or farmland. So my question is, recently we had a hearing on the general plan conformance with the capital improvement plan. It was a conformance hearing, and one of the things that was brought up was potential signalization of Cathedral Oaks and Kyriel intersection. Is this property needed to signalize Cathedral Oaks, Kyriel intersection?
I do not know at this time. There's not, as far as I know, there's no preliminary design that would give me that information to tell me that it was needed for the signalization of that intersection. It would, without a preliminary design and siting and location of the signal poles in alignment with the existing lanes, it's not something you kind of just off the top of your head can address. I apologize.
So the CIP that has this is one of the things in the queue, doesn't have that level of detail or specificity to signal that this land acquisition would be required in order to complete this project?
Correct.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, any other questions, comments, any further deliberations on this item? Commissioner Maynard.
Are you ready for a motion?
I'd accept a motion.
All right. I would like to make a motion to adopt Resolution 19- entitled a resolution of the Planning Commission of the City of Goleta, California, reporting that the acquisition of a 5,043 square foot portion of Caltrans right of way adjacent to assessor parcel number 079090038 is in conformance with the Goleta General Plan Coastal Land Use Plan pursuant to section 65402 of the Government Code with attachment 1. And I direct staff also to file a notice of exemption that this action is not subject to the California Environmental Quality Act provided as attachment 2.
Do second. I have a second?
I'll second.
A second from Commissioner Fuller. all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Nope. Motion carries, all in favor. Thank you to the staff for the presentation and for helping us understand sort of the history and unusual circumstances. Let's see. We now move on to our director's report.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just have a few items. First off, you will have noticed that you're getting correspondence from Kim Rodriguez. She is our new management assistant who replaced Wendy Winkler following her retirement. I'm sure you'll get to meet Kim at some point if you haven't already, but we're very happy to have her on board as part of the planning department. Second, I wanted to remind you that next Thursday there is a workplace harassment prevention training. This is on April 22nd from 5 to 7:30 in the council chambers, and you are all required to attend that. I will be there as well, along with other city managers and staff. Looking ahead to our next Planning Commission meetings, as of today, we have no items for the August 26th meeting, which will likely be canceled. That would make our next meeting then on September 9th. On September 9th, we intend to bring back the new zoning ordinance, and we are on track to do so. We anticipate an early release of that, and the new zoning ordinance should incorporate all of the work that we did and address all of the public comments and all of the Planning Commission comments through our workshops that took place earlier this year. I also wanted to alert the Commission that on August 20th, the Council will be considering an ordinance and resolution regarding community choice energy to join the Monterey Bay Community Power CCE, which is an important step in implementing the newly adopted sustainable strategic energy plan and a sustainable energy plan, which the council adopted just recently. So an alert on that major action. And that concludes my director's report.
Let's see, we've got some questions. Commissioner Maynard.
What do you think the likeliness for the September 9th meeting that we might get that before Labor Day? Or are we thinking we'd get the package after Labor Day?
Madam Chair and Commissioners, you will get that well before Labor Day.
Nice. Thank you.
I had a follow-up question. Is it anticipated that we would consider that item in one meeting, multiple meetings? Is there a vision for that?
Madam Chair and Commissioners, that will be up to the Commission. So we will be agendized for you to act in one meeting. However, if there are corrections or revisions that you need us to make that require us to go back, then we would have to take at least one more meeting.
Thank you. Commissioner Miller?
I just have one comment on the August 22nd required attendance meeting. I will not be here, as I've informed staff, so I think as it happened a couple of years ago, I'll have to do it online.
We can check with the other city staff and our clerk's office and understand what options there are for you to make that up. The training itself is required. Whether or not you have to complete it on the 22nd, I don't know. There must be other makeup opportunities.
Okay, thank you.
Anything else? All right, thank you for that report. I'll take a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you very much.